On today's episode, I'll be talking about Viktor E. Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, specifically how he compares life to visiting the dentist's office and how this ties into facing problems, avoidance of problems, and sacrificing long-term happiness for short-term denial. Welcome to the Book Basement Podcast, where I, Santi, talk about books five times a week. On Mondays, you can expect a longer interview, book review, or other book-related content. The rest of the weekdays, I share a book quote I found interesting and break down its meaning. Join me as we learn more about books, their meanings, and get some amazing reading recommendations along the way. Let's get right into today's episode. Welcome to a Book Basement Podcast episode. Today, we're going to be taking a look and Viktor E. Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. This is one of my favorite books, as it covers both history and psychology, which are currently two of my favorite topics to explore. Seeing all these different psychological concepts and seeing that tie into philosophy and morality, as well as have a hint of history towards it, is just the perfect combination for me. And today's quote talks about and compares life to a mundane activity that many of us avoid, and yet never seem to realize is over very quickly. Today's quote reads, "Life is like being at the dentist. You always think the worst is yet to come, and yet it is over already." Time and time again in literature, we are reminded of just how short our lives on Earth are. If you've listened to any of these podcast episodes, you'll notice it comes up a lot, from Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, to now Viktor E. Frankl. The dentist analogy seems misplaced at first. It took me a while to fully understand it. Now, I interpreted this two ways. The first being that life and the events that make it up are extremely short-lived. We think we have time when we don't. We procrastinate assuming we'll have the time to do it later. We don't appreciate the small moments because we're fixated on that which has yet to come or what has already passed. One could also interpret this as a challenge to face problems instead of burying them and hoping they disappear. Most of us don't like going to the dentist's office. It isn't inherently fun to have a stranger stick uncomfortable metal objects in your mouth and tell you that you aren't flossing enough. Nevertheless, when that experience is over, almost immediately, we forget, move on, and continue living unbothered by the short-term discomfort. Why can't our day-to-day problems be treated this way too? We often don't see that the solution to our problems only has the consequence of short-term discomfort. Whether it be confronting a friend and telling them they've hurt your feelings or starting to exercise, these are all just short-term discomforts. The conversation with a friend will lead to a better relationship, or it might lift the weight you are carrying on your back as you realize you've had enough. Be honest with yourself. Ask yourself if there is short-term discomfort that you're holding back against long-term happiness. After you do this, the dreaded visit to the dentist will become just another item crossed off the to-do list. Only this will make it much easier to write other items down. I hope you like that. It's definitely one of my favorite books, Man's Search for Meaning. I'd highly recommend it. You should check it out. It's a very old book, and it has survived the test of time over and over again. And I would highly recommend that you check it out. And that's today's quote episode. Have a lovely rest of your day. Thank you for dedicating your time and listening to this episode. Remember, we also have a weekly newsletter, the Book Basement Bulletin. Sign up by going to the link in the show notes or by visiting thebookbasement.substack.com. Also in the show notes, a link to purchase the book I talked about in this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us immensely. Finally, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at bookbasementpod. That is bookbasementpod. Once again, thank you for stopping by, and I hope to see you soon.